Vaydaber Elokim al Moshe, Vayomer Elov Ani Hashem. Ve'era el Avraham, el Yitzchak, el Yaakov, bekel Shakai. Ushmi Hashem lo nadati lohem. That is, to the obvious, he did use the Shem Hashem, as Rashi says, lo nadati. The others were given a tremendous nisayon. And the nisayon was that they understood. Kadosh Baruch Hu revealed to them that he's a kol yochol in all the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he promised them many things. But Yudkei Vavkei is the midah among the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ne'emon la'ameis devarai. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes. Hoyahov v'yiyah. Yud Vovke is that he's the Metzias of the world. He's the cause of everything that happens in this world. And he's the only ultimate reality of this world. And because of that, everything, he's the Metzias of Emes. Elohim is Mishpat. Elohim means din. And therefore the use of Elohim is in a number of different contexts. Elohim, in terms of justice and judgment, even a judge, Elohim Nitzav Adas Kel, strict law, whether it's strict law in court, it's Elohim. Strict law of nature is Elohim. Strict law. Vaydaber Elohim al Moshe. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to him from the Midas Hadin. Teva. That's why in Bryas Ha'olam, Bereishis Bara Elohim as Hashemayim V'Hasaretz. Why? Because in Sheish Yemei Breishis, he built a world that revolves around laws of nature. Chok Nosan V'lo Yavo. But there is a more fundamental. Yudkei Vavkei. Yudkei Vavkei, since he created the world and runs the world, he is able to transcend all the laws of nature. And Yudkei Vavkei is Nemon L'Shalem Schar M'Shalchem L'Fonai. Says Rashi, Lo L'Chinem Shlachticho Kim L'Kayim Dvorai Shedibarti L'Ovol Sarishonim. Moshe Rabbeinu complained to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he came to save the Jewish people, help the Jewish people. And he was under the impression that everything would go smoothly. As we discussed last week, he was under the impression that things would automatically get well. He didn't understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was bringing in the Soyan. Soyan is to see who really believes in him. And then he turns to him and says, take a look at Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Avraham Avinu was told, Lechacha me'artzacha me'ladetacha me'beis avicha. And I'm going to give you this land. And Avraham Avinu doesn't find a place to settle in this land. And immediately has to run off to Egypt. Doesn't say anything. Avraham Avinu is promised a child. And he says, Al pi derech hateva, there will be no child. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, when I promised you something like that, it's chutz mi derech hateva. And v'hemim b'Hashem. And that's bitochen, that he went through life with a deep confidence that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would fulfill what he promised him. And that deep confidence is what enabled him to keep going. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, the others trusted me, even though it was against every conceivable logic and seichel that existed. And many of the promises they never saw fulfilled. But they knew that I'm ne'mon l'shalem. I'm ne'mon to pay back and ne'mon l'kayim dvori. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's word is absolute emes. Shmi Hashem lo nadati. I'm going to become aware of it. Gam hakimos his brisi itom. And he says, and he tells him, Otsesi Hashem, Hitzalti Hashem, Goalti Hashem, Okachti Hashem Lilom. When I fulfill my promise to Avraham, to Yaakov Avinu, that Alteri Midor Mitzrayim, Ki God Al Simcha Shom, Chai Yisrael will emerge from Mitzrayim as a great nation. Yes, we're about to see that. Now, how is HaKadosh Baruch Hu explaining to him how he's going to fulfill that Haftacha to Yaakov Avinu? Yaakov Avinu was afraid to go down to Mitzrayim. He realized it wasn't just a trip to visit Yosef and come back. He's going to be there. He's going to be there for a while. And he knew there was the bris ben absarim. Yadoa teida ki geya zaracha beres lolohem avodim v'yinu osom arba me'oshona. And they're going to be there for a while. And he's afraid they're not going to come back. Even though there'd been a promise they were. But he knew that promise was only valid if they maintained their identities, Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. But if they became totally assimilated and they didn't maintain their identity, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, there's not going to be a promise. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him, don't worry, I'll make sure they maintain their identity. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing them out in his fulfillment of his promise to Yaakov Avinu. And in his cheshbon, he had to begin weeding out the people who were deserving of gula or not. Now he explains to them what it is, what gula is all about. Gula is not just taking people out of Mitzrayim, no. Geula is something much different. Geula is four steps. Lachein emor lebnei Yisrael ani Hashem. Votzeisi eschem, first step. Hitzalti eschem, second step. Vogaalti eschem, third step. Vokach eschem li la'om, v'yisulchem l'elokim is the fourth step. Of course, these are four Lashonas of Gula, and that's where we have the halacha of drinking four kosas of yayin. The ultimate goal of freedom from slavery is Kachas Chamli La'om V'Yisi Lachem Le'elokim. We become an Am Hashem. There was no reason for Klal Yisrael to leave Mitzrayim except to be in Am Hashem. The whole purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the whole purpose that we celebrate Chag HaPesach, is that the first step we had in becoming the Am Hashem. There are three steps in becoming the Am Hashem. Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kabbalas HaTorah and Shavuos, and Kabbalas Luchos Shniyos on Yom Kippur, which we celebrate in Sukkot and Simchas Torah. With that, we became the Am Hashem. Now, in Eved, Seisi Esrei Mitachas Sivlos Mitzrayim, Torach Masu Mitzrayim. A person who's suffering under the heavy burden of work that they did cannot have his mind focus on Avodas HaKadosh Baruch. That heavy burden of work that they had was so all-encompassing that it became part of their identity. They couldn't feel the identity being Am Hashem. There's no mental space for it. And that's true about a lot of things that preoccupy a person. That question is, do many things in life. And a lot of things in life so preoccupy a person. He has no room in his mind to feel that the center of my life is Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sivlos Mitzrayim, that backbreaking work which was crushing them physically, crushing them psychologically. And the whole setup in Mitzrayim was meant to break them psychologically. It says, Lechaz Godol HaKotn, Lechaz Kotn HaL Godol. They would give a person an impossible task. So he'd try and try and try, and it wouldn't work. He couldn't do it. But they forced him just to stand there banging his head against the wall, achieving nothing. Or sometimes they gave a person just trivial tasks, doing nothing. Nothing could take pride in that he did. Because their goal was to break them psychologically. When a person's broken psychologically, doesn't have the sense of self, it's necessary to be the Am Hashem. And that's the first step. You had to get out of that back-breaking and mind-breaking work just to be psychologically in a position to be Am Hashem. And that is a totally different part of an Eved. In Eved, he's never given the ability to take pride in his work. No. He can't take pride in his work. Why can't he take pride in his work? It doesn't belong to him. He can't decide what he wants to do. He can't build any talent up the way he wants to. He's just controlled totally by the Yotin. Talked before, some of the Shmuzin, in Eved is an Orur. He can't relate to anything beyond just doing something to fulfill the Odin's wishes. He has no wish of himself. He has no goal of himself. There's no self. To be an Am Hashem means I, as a Yochid, have a keshet to the Melech Malchim Lochem Kodesh Baruch. But I have to have a sense of self. It's an identity of who I am and what I'm about. And Eved doesn't have that. It's out there. First is, if you're being broken by the work, you don't have a sense of self. And even if you're not broken by the work, but you don't have a sense of achievement, accomplishment, there's no self there. You are just acting for somebody else's self. This second thing. For Ga'alti Yisrem, Zra Netuya Vishvatim Gedola. This already is talking about a whole different. A person, Ge'ula, personal redemption, means the, not just developing a sense of self. Personal redemption is something much more. Understanding where I fit into the whole that Avetzelem Elokim, where I fit as a yachid into the whole plan of the world. Yes, Enochanami. I have a self. But if you look at it, I'm a little speck in the entire cosmos. I'm not worth anything. And sometimes a person can get so overwhelmed by not the who am I in terms of the world. I'm just a little speck. That could be one way. Or I'm just a nobody. A lot of anonymity. Who am I? What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do to explain to Klal Yisrael the chshivas of each individual Jew? For Ga'alti Yisrael. The Zohar Netuyo and Shvatim Gedolim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the introduction to the Asamakas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you are so special to me, each individual Jew. They're going to see, I'm going to have such nisim and neflos. I'm going to change the whole Sidrei Bereishis just for you. You are the center of the world. And in this changing the Sidrei Bereishis for you, you're going to see an unbelievable din v'cheshbon, shvatim gedolim. The din v'cheshbon means, among other things, that everything I do in this world counts. It counts. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes into cheshbon anything and everything I do. And it counts and makes a difference. I'm not irrelevant. There's a concept that is a totally non-Jewish concept. Well, I'm doing nothing, I'm just wasting time. What does that mean? For the next hour, I'm wasting time. What I do is it's a nothing. No such thing. Anything and everything a person does is evaluated by the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's rewarded. It's punished. There's no such thing as stam. And when Yisro comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he's talking, Atu Yodati, Yigodo Hashem, Mikol Elohim. Now I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is greater than all the Avodah Zarahs in this world. Ki Vadovar Asher Zodu Aleihem. What is it? And when Klal Yisrael at Yam Suf saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving a specific din v'cheshbon to each individual Egyptian according to what his own issue was for how he persecuted the Jews. That means whatever I do counts. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes into a cheshbon. It counts if I do evil, counts if I do good. And when you see that din v'cheshbon clearly in front of you, then you realize that everything counts and you count. You're just not a speck of nothing in the world. If you're a speck of nothing, so you're irrelevant. So Rambam writes, there's a difference between a human being and an animal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just takes care of the dogs in this world and the cats in this world and the mice in this world and the spiders and the ants and everything in this world. But there's no cheshbon of each individual ant, each individual dog, each individual kangaroo, whatever they may be. Takes care of cats in general. But a human being is Tzelem Elokim. And each individual, Tzelem Elokim, what he does counts and is important. And he's rewarded according to everything he does. There's no such thing as an act of a human being that doesn't count. And that was the purpose of the Etzem Makos and Kriyas Yamsuf. They saw clearly in front of them that a Kodesh Baruch Hu cares about Klal Yisrael. And while there may be Elokim and Teva and Din, that's only because Yudkei Vavkei wants to run the world this way. And if he doesn't want him to run this world, run the world different. That's the whole Etzem Makos. And now he's showing them, and you, Klal Yisrael, at the center of it all. You're right at the center. That's what Ga'alti Yisra. Bizroa Natuya means I will, in the midst of all of these things, the Egyptians will be destroyed, and I will protect you. Shvatim Gedolim. Shvatim means, and you'll see the incredible Midas Hadin, how it works in such a precise way that you'll understand that everything counts. All of these things are necessary for the fourth thing. To be the Am Hashem, it's not easy. To be the Am Hashem, you have to understand what a human being is, the value of human being, the value of human life, the value of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who runs the world, and has chosen this very specific group of people to be his nation. If you're collapsing under the burden, have no sense of self, no sense of value, no sense of achievement, accomplishment. If you don't know what it means, the value of a human being and everything a human being does, then you have no value what it means to be Am Hashem. V'yidatem. And as a result of this entire process, it's going to be a consequence. Ki ani Hashem Elokeichem hamotzi eschem mitachas sivlos Mitzrayim. That it's Hashem Elokim, and that's why he's taking you out of Mitzrayim. It's not that we celebrate human freedom. Human freedom is meaningless. Human freedom is meaningful if you know what to do with that freedom. Human freedom is meaningful if you realize that freedom means a means of realizing your Tzelem Elokim. Then it's meaningful. Lincoln, in 1863, freed the blacks in America. What are they supposed to do with it? Do something with it. Freedom didn't mean anything. What are they supposed to do with it? What's supposed to happen? Supposed to happen. It's meaningful if you know what to do with it. If it ends up step by step until you get for kachas aliyom, or yisilochem lelukim, and as a consequence, vidatim keni Hashem. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, okay, now we're going to be in the process of Gula. and you're going to stand up to Paro. So Moshe says, I stand up to Paro. It hasn't worked until now. And there's a very interesting passage. Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe v'el Aaron v'yetzavim el b'nei Yisrael v'el Paro melech Mitzrayim v'hotzis b'nei Yisrael meretz Mitzrayim. What does that mean? Vayetzavim. Tziva aleihem ha'anigom b'nachas v'lil b'osom. That is Yisrael. Well, Paro melech Mitzrayim. Tzivam olov lachol v'kovid v'divrayim zel midrashim. And what does he say? Whether you're going to have the koach nefesh to do it, what we said last week, he gave them the ability to confront Paro, psychological strength to stand up to Paro. He gave them the ability to deal with Klal Yisrael. Moshe and Aaron have built themselves up a very high madrega. But what are they tying to HaKadosh Baruch? As much as the madrega is, that madrega doesn't fit the job. HaKadosh Baruch says, Ein Echanami. If I'm giving you a job, I'm going to give you extra kochos to meet the job. Same thing about Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael are now on an unbelievable spiritual journey. That spiritual journey is meant to lift them up so the night of Pesach, V'yavarti b'erim Mitzrayim b'layla hazeh, v'kesi kol b'chor, ani v'lo malach, ani v'lo sorof, there was a gilui shechina. And Klal Yisrael, finally after a year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifted them up so they'd be on a spiritual madrega to experience a gilui shechina. And then 7 days later, they're on the madrega of the greatest Nevi'im, Yechezkel ben Buzi, even higher. And then 6 weeks later, they're standing there, Maimon Har Sinai. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifted their madrega up so they would be able to experience all of that. And then, 40 days later, they didn't take what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them and stay in that madrega. They collapsed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu again gave. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us tremendous kochos nefesh. And he says, okay, now I'm giving you an extra task, I'm giving you extra kochos nefesh. And with those kochos nefesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects every one of us to use them in the way, in the purpose for which he gave us. He gave Klal Yisrael and says, I'm about to take you on a journey. A ruchnius journey. It's going to end up with kachas chalilom. And you will experience everything and you will have the kachas and nefesh necessary. Do something with it. Told Moshe and Aaron, you're at a certain madrega, I'm giving you a higher thing. Do it. Moshe and Aaron did it. But Israel did it, but they didn't do it. And it's a journey. You move ahead and move back until they finally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yom Kippur, Sefer Yomah, Vayomah Hashem, Solachti Kidvarecha, they are now ready to be and fulfill that madrega that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has brought them to. Leaving Mitzrayim is not just physically leaving Mitzrayim. Leaving Mitzrayim is the beginning of a whole spiritual journey. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the final thing. And I'll bring you to the land. And bringing to the land is not a fifth ge'ula. You have four coasts, it's not five coasts. Bringing them to the land is a consequence of the four. If you're going to stay on that madrega, then you're going to get the land. And throughout Chumash, we're told, we have the land if we stay in a madrega. We don't stay in a madrega, we lose the land. That's why Vaveschi Eschem Eretz is a consequence. If you're going to go through these four steps, and you're going to be V'lokach Eschem Lila Om V'yisi L'chem L'lokim, and you'll be V'idatim, and you'll deeply understand what Yetzias Mitzrayim is about, then you're going to be Zochen Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is a matana. It's a matana we have to deserve. The pasuk says in Tehillim, "Vayikten lahem artzes goyim, v'amal l'umim yiroshim." He brought them to a land. It wasn't a desolate land. It was a built-up land. V'amal, and all the work the nations had had in bringing it up, I handed it to you. Because this is going to be the place that you're going to function. That is Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsu finishes. Ad Yavam Chashem, Ad Yavam Zu. Tivi Emol, you'll bring them to see. To Emol, you'll plant the Bahar Nachoscha. If, when was Yetzias Mitzrayim finished? When the Beis HaMikdash was built. At that point, the whole process finished. That's why Shir Al Hayam finishes. Mochon L'shiftecho, Mikdash Hashem Konu Yodecha. And now, as we're in the second half of the Zman, walking towards Pesach, all of these parshas that you learn, preparing you to understand what Yetzias Mitzrayim is about. Yetzias Mitzrayim is about one thing, becoming the Am Hashem, in the whole process of producing the Am Hashem.